it's one of the basic things we do when you have this kind of intrusion by the military into governance. And it's in the spirit of our commitment to our original protocol on democracy and governance, through which we insist on zero tolerance for power obtained through any other means apart from democratic process. Beyond the suspension, tomorrow, a delegation of chiefs of defense staff is heading there with the mandate to sensitize the junta on the need for rapid return to constitutional rule and to intimate them of further consequences that the region intends to impose on them should they refuse to heed the position of regional leaders at this extraordinary summit in Abidjan, which ended a couple of hours ago.
Sonny, what else can ECOWAS do? Suppose the junta in Mali says that they are not going to listen.
The heads of state have also asked that the process for the ECOWAS standby force should be activated. So we believe that they will see the handwriting of the war. We believe that they will understand the gravity of the situation and the enormity of what confronts them. And indeed, I should add that a delegation of heads of state are also due later in the week to Mali. All as part of the effort to engage them and to put pressure within the context of also working with our international partners, who have indeed started taking measures in order to express their displeasure about what has happened in Mali.
The ECOWAS heads of state, did they also discuss the possibility of economic sanctions against the junta in Mali?
One of the prospects that should be discussed is the possibility of also a travel ban on members of the junta. Of course, working with our partners and members of the international community, we want to make them as uncomfortable as possible. We want to demonstrate to them that there can be no reward for this kind of behavior, not just in their own case, but also as an example to others who might want to toe this line of adventurism to discourage such kind of behavior. So they did discuss it, and that is one of the possibilities that might be invoked in subsequent phases of this intervention by regional leaders.
You said the heads of state discussed the standby force. The experience of Ivory Coast, when similar situation, the conflict in Ivory Coast, there are some who would say this ECOWAS force that was supposed to get Mr. Gbagbo out did not do a very good job. Are they certain that when a standby force is necessary in Mali, that this will make a difference?
If anybody makes that point, the person will be unfair on West Africa. The French who intervened in the case of Cote d'Ivoire did say that they did so at the behest of the UN. And the UN, don't forget, has primary responsibility for peace and security in the whole world, West Africa included. So if indeed some power has been able to resolve the situation in this particular case within the context of the responsibility of the UN Security Council to provide to deal with such development, I don't think it would be fair now to condemn a region that has, in the last 10, 15 years, demonstrated beyond doubt and completely far beyond its financial capacity that it has the resolve to deal with the challenges of peace and security in West Africa.